The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Yo, what's good, everyone? It's DJ Untold, and I'm going to give y'all a brief introduction on what I'm going to talk about in the course of the podcast. In Open Eyes, I'll be talking about past and modern conspiracy theories of every genre.
What's good, y'all? It's DJ Untold, and welcome to the sixth episode of Open Eyes. This episode, we got a special guest that knows a lot about conspiracy theories. And we're going to be talking about his favorite conspiracy theories, and his name is Mikey. He's a fourth-year nursing student that knows more than what you think. And here's Mikey.
Hello, my name is Mikey. I'm a fourth-year nursing student at Dominican. And I'm here to talk about like my favorite conspiracy theory. The Illuminati. And then I just want to talk about just how they're controlling the world, specifically like through the entertainment industry.
Okay. First question I got for you. What's your favorite conspiracy theory and why?
All right, well, like I just said, like the Illuminati and the entertainment district. And it's just my favorite theory just because there's so many videos, so much media out there that leads to so many other questions about like what if it is real? Because the Illuminati is real, and like it was a group that started in the 1700s, but they disappeared apparently.
Okay. What are some examples that you heard about the Illuminati?
So, well, there's like so many examples out there. But like a big one I would say is like a really good example is like Justin Bieber and Diddy. Like artists like these, like for example like Doja Cat, The Weeknd, Sam Smith, who else? Billie Eilish and other celebrities like the Kardashians. It's like before like the fame was really hitting them at their peak, they were like, they appeared as really like soft, like good people. But then recently, even like within the 5 years, it just like became really, really demonic. Like, for example, The Weeknd had a concert last year making it look like a demonic ritual. You see that? Yeah. Like with all of their clothes being red, the upside down cross, and then like the screen saying Satan. Like it's literally like worshiping the devil. And like other examples, like during that time was like Doja Cat. Like before she was like not as like crazy as she is like now. Like you see that one video where she's like dressed as the devil.
You know what's crazy? I actually have seen those, especially on TikTok, where she dressed up as a like actually as a devil, and seen some like videos about her like mentioning the Illuminati and tweeting that I have joined the Illuminati.
Yeah, and that's, it's like insane. And just like to branch off of that, like why like this group is on to like the entertainment industry is because, like I said earlier, like they're controlling the world. All of like Gen Z and like social media is all over like entertainment, like TikTok. All the songs are coming from these artists, right? That's crazy because it's like all of our influences are coming from what might be like the Illuminati, like this big group. And just like, and another example is like, you know how Sony is like a really big company, right? Like there's a long time ago, like I think Mariah Carey or something was like dating this guy that owned Sony, but left him because, and just saying like he was an evil man, but didn't say anything else, but was like really scared. It's like, And it's like Sony's one of the biggest companies out there because like they're like one of the biggest music industries or speakers and stuff like that. And then like another one is like, do you listen to like Kevin Hart's like live shows or Kelly Clarkson?
To be honest, not really. I haven't really like seen anything about it that connects about the Illuminati, but talking about earlier, can you like elaborate or like go in more in detail why it's like more onto like the Gen Z?
Okay, well, back to what I was talking about to get into that part, like Kelly Clarkson literally said that people were throwing millions of dollars at her, but she didn't want to like to do things she wanted to do. And in that show, like Kevin Hart was like telling her to shush because like the Illuminati might be watching her. And then like going back to what you said about like Gen Z, right? Like entertainment, like all our music is coming from like our TikTok songs we hear on the radio, all the popular songs that we're hearing from the biggest record labels, which are possibly associating with the Illuminati. That's all we're hearing. And isn't it crazy that like a lot of the songs we're hearing are really like lustful, very demonic, and those are the ones that are really popular?
No, like for real, like especially like some artists like Playboi Carti and like Kanye West, some of their like lyrics actually have like some secret meaning of like the Illuminati.
No, it's really good that you brought up Kanye West, because at one point, remember, he was really in trouble. Like he went ghosting like all the social media, and then during the time he ghosted, some people found him and was talking about like this group that he's not trying to associate with, like during the time like he was trying to go ghost, which is like insane. And you know how he was like dating like one of the Kardashians, I forgot which one. I think they were interviewing Kourtney, like Kourtney Kardashian or something like that. And they questioned her on a lie detector test, like if she's part of the Illuminati, and they caught her lying. Like she was really hesitant.
Can you actually tell more about like the lie detector test?
So it's like not a single like specific channel that's interviewing celebrities, but it's more or less trying to just interview celebrities, asking them questions for like people to know them better, right? And like celebrities like Payne Liz, she's like a Disney star, Ariana Grande, the Kardashians, Beyonce, Justin Bieber, they've all been like asked the question like, are you part of the Illuminati? And a lot of like in all of the interviews, they're like really hesitant. You could see it in their faces. They're really hesitant, or they try to use like reverse psychology, like, oh, I'm not part of it, but like they are really hesitant to the point where it's like it might be true. And there was like social media was like going kind of crazy on that part, like regarding the Illuminati, where it's like, whoa, like maybe it is true that they are part of that. But like, yeah, but aside from that, there's another crazy part of this conspiracy theory about like, you know, heroes trying to go against this group. Well, one of them was Kanye after he tried leaving, but remember Michael Jackson?
Michael Jackson. How is he like associated with the Illuminati?
Well, he's not exactly associated, but on like TV, he's been trying to like expose them, like saying that the group is real and that they're like bad and they're horrible. And look what happened to him. He died. But his cause of death is unknown after he's trying to expose them. He might have said too much to somebody or someone on TV, but they say like he died. You remember like probably off drugs or something. But, you know, that could be said about like anyone, right? But do you know like an artist that kind of dresses like him? Bruno Mars. And Bruno Mars is not part of the Illuminati. If anything, like, he's, like, not, like, far away from it. And it's, like, his music is, like, really well, but it's not, like, demonic or anything. And he could possibly be a target, like, for them, you know? It's possible. They're saying that maybe Michael Jackson, like, reincarnated into Bruno Mars.
How about Bruno Mars? But, like, how does Michael Jackson and, like, Bruno Mars connect to, like, the Illuminati?
Well, basically, it's, like, the music they're making is not, like, associated, like other artists, is not associated with, like, all this demonic energy, right? It's not about, like, you know, lustful, sinning stuff like that. It's pretty... It's, like, about more, like, more or less about, like, love and stuff. Or I'm mostly talking about Bruno Mars. But, again, with the entertainment district, there's another thing with record labels. If they're not, if these, there's been, like, something said, like, about artists that don't want to sign but are really good artists. They're not willing to give their souls up. They're not going to, apparently, they get their stuff stolen by, like, a higher power.
What higher power do you think it is?
That's what I'm saying. I'm going back to it. The Illuminati, bro. Like, if they're not with, like, the group is obviously not dumb. So it's like, if these people, that's why I said, like, Bruno Mars is maybe possibly a target. If these people are making, like, really good music that a lot of people like, but aren't associating with the Illuminati, it's like the Illuminati wants to take that. And that's why a lot of these artists that get big really fast, it's like so weird, right? Like Ice Spice popped up so fast, and that's one of the another example. Like, apparently they're saying she's also part of it too, but and the thing is, she popped up really fast, so it's like a correlation right there, right? But artists that are really small apparently have gotten their stuff stolen by these record labels that we're trying to have them sell our souls. Like I said earlier about like Kelly Clarkson and stuff. But I don't know if you noticed, but there's like hella signs that are going around.
What are those signs?
The triangle. Like on our dollar bills. It's a pyramid. And a lot of the celebrities that I feel like they're using reverse psychology to think like Illuminati is a joke, they be doing that. Like, I don't know if you remember, but you remember when Rihanna performed for the NFL, the halftime show? At the end of the show, she literally puts up the triangle.
Dang. So does that mean she's part of the Illuminati then?
Yeah, there were some, like, videos and stuff asking her if she was part of it. And, again, she does be making some, like, demonic music. And she's, like, one of the top artists up there, too, which is crazy. But apparently, like, the special group has, like, parties, right? And it's, like, in order to get into these parties, you have to be part of that group.
Are you saying, like, the P. Diddy parties?
Yeah, that's like some of like those parties. There was this, it was really like, she's not popular anymore, but she was like talking about it in like another podcast. But this social media person was asking her to drink blood, and if she wasn't willing to do that, she couldn't tell if it was like animal's blood or human blood, she will not be able to go to the party. So she just left.
Dang, that's so wild. With all of these examples that you stated, has it changed your behavior or beliefs in any way?
Honestly, it hasn't really changed, like, my beliefs or anything. I still be listening to Justin Bieber, Kanye West, Playboi Carti. I still listen to a lot of those popular artists that are out there, and they do make pretty good music. But, like, it still goes, like, in the back of my head that these people are probably being controlled by something. Big Lord, like, you know, they're being lured by money, and that's that really, that makes a lot of sense, just because, you know, a lot of people are money driven,
people are, that money can get you into like evil things like that. So
that's really interesting. I didn't realize that all of these signs and influence districts that it had on people. But with all of that, that is the end of Open Eyes. And thank you, Mikey, for telling on what you believe with all of these examples of the Illuminati.
Yeah, of course. That was really fun. Thank you for having me.
This is DJ Untold, and thank you for listening to Open Eyes. And remember, always stay mysterious.